Catholics around the world today gather for Mass to look back, but above all, to look forward. We look back in gratitude. We're thankful for 2019. We have a lot to be thankful for. We always have a lot to be thankful for. And we look forward and pray for the year 2020. I like 2020. It feels good, sounds good, looks good. I didn't stay awake long enough to see the 2020 glasses. I was in bed by 9. But they must have looked better than the 2019 glasses at Times Square, right? 2019 was kind of a loose end. 2020 feels good, looks good. Yeah, and we got it. And he's clapping right there. One agrees with me. At least one. Somebody else was in bed by 9. Got a good night's sleep. We've always come to Mass on this day. But many of you remember this day being called something else, right? We heard today the Gospel of the Circumcision. Today's feast day was called in the past the Feast of the Circumcision. It was a holy day of obligation because this was the day when the first blood was shed of our Lord. And then it was called the Feast of the Holy Name. When boys were circumcised, they were given their name, as we heard in the Gospel. But since Vatican II, this is the Solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. A relatively new title. I said last week, the Feast of the Holy Family was a relatively new feast from 1921. Today's feast, even more recent. It is now called the Feast, the Solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God, because Mary is our model for the year. For two reasons. We model her faith. She believed when she did not understand. Number one, we always need to believe when we do not understand. All our faith does is light our next step. Like the medallion of faith right here. It gets dark outside, it's light inside. But secondly, Mary accepted God's will for her. God's plan was not her plan. And in 2020, we will experience how God's plan is not our plan. And we need to accept. And so we ask her to pray for us as we begin this new year. I got a text message this morning. I sent out, you know, the 2020 thing. I finally found one that sent. One of them jammed. It was a complicated story. But anyway, somebody responded about my resolution. What's your resolution? Did you make a resolution? And I'm very proud to say that the last resolution I made is the last resolution I kept, is the last resolution I'll ever make, and that was in 2004 when I quit chewing tobacco, quit Copenhagen, 16 years ago today. My doctor's happy. My dentist is happy. I haven't had a good day since. But what I do is I renew that. That's my resolution for the rest of my life. Because what's more important than a resolution is that the resolution works. But I also, on this day, try to re-inspire my faith. And there's no better way to re-inspire our faith than Mary is our model. Mary kept, the Bible told us, all these things in her heart. That's how today's scripture ends. And let's do that. I try to do that again. Because as we read the gospel story today, the response of everybody at that manger scene was amazement and worship. Jesus brought amazement and worship to everybody present. And so I try and renew that in my mind. Even in my life as a priest, becomes so patterned, move from funeral to wedding to mass to meeting, I forget to be amazed at what I believe in. And I forget to really enter into worship the way that I should. We are baptized in the life of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who is God in the flesh. That needs to be amazing to us, day in and day out. And it needs to move us to what you're doing right here, to worship. So that's a resolution that's actually a little more difficult than what I did in 2004. It's one that I renew this day, and perhaps it can be your resolution as well. As your pastor, I want to thank all of you for your presence and for your support of me, all that I do, all that we accomplish here. You are a very faithful people. You are a very generous people. As our seminarian just learned, he asked you for support of his trip to help the disabled when he's on spring break. He was asking for, I think, around $1,700. And you gave over $6,000 or around $6,000 in support of his work. Why? You're generous people. You've always supported what I've asked you to support. You've always prayed for what I've asked you to pray for. And you make being a pastor really, really easy and enjoyable. So I'm grateful for all of you. Today I'm going to pray for all of you in between a couple football games and or whatever. And I just want you to know, above all, that I'm very proud to be the pastor of this parish. I look forward to our next year together, and I'm thankful for all of you. Mass would be really weird if I was the only one who showed up. You're the faithful people of God, and let that be a joy for you today as well. So Happy New Year. We don't know what the year will bring, thank God, but we do know how we can respond to it as Mary, our model, to have faith when we don't understand and to accept when God's plan is not our plan. Mary, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Amen.